views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. So we're approaching our holiday season, and Thanksgiving's next week. I know many of you are traveling, so I hope the weather is good for safe driving and that you're all blessed with good food, family, and friends. It's a time to be grateful for what we have in our lives. And that could be hard for some of you on the East Coast, having lost your homes. So it's a time for everyone to reach out to those in need. What can you do to make a difference? Invite someone you know who's homeless to come to your house for Thanksgiving. I'm sure many of you are taking care of lots of people there. And we're moving forward with talking to more fabulous women from the Women of Wisdom Conference. And sometime this weekend, we're working on it really hard right now. It definitely, I think, by Monday, but I'm hoping sooner, our brand new website will launch and you'll be able to view all the events and begin registering for the Women of Wisdom Conference. So check that out at www.womenofwisdom.org. So my first guest today is Harsimrit Kaur Khalsa. She is a healthy lifestyle coach living in Seattle. She's a registered nurse with a passion for holistic health practices and a certified Kundalini yoga and meditation instructor. She's the founder of Your Prana, a coaching practice where she supports heart-centered women to manage their physical, mental, and spiritual energy through cleansing practices that include guidance on clean nutritional choices, breath work, meditation, and mantra. And she's going to talk to us today about how we can activate our divine prosperity consciousness. We'll talk about how you can take your power back and be the natural-born creator that you are. And her website is www.yourprana.com. She's going to give a workshop at the conference on Saturday, February 16th at 9 a.m. It's called Activate Your Divine Prosperity. So welcome, Harsimrit, to Voices of Women and Women of Wisdom.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, well, I always start off because I really believe in people's stories, and we all learn from people's stories. So how does your story of transformation relate to, you know, prosperity and bringing that to other people?
Okay, well, thanks for asking. It really started in my late 30s or later 30s. I was in a spot where I was physically overweight. I was weighed down mentally by the notion that I was kind of nuts. And I had crazy ideas. I'm quoting because that's what other people told me, that I had crazy ideas. And also I had a low opinion of myself and let what other people said really matter. And I didn't believe much in my abilities. And I did live in a suburban Illinois in a very conservative place. And I was in a marriage of almost 20 years at that time. And despite all of this, I knew there was a knowing. There was a clear cognizance that was just emerging. And it was really persistent. And at first, I was not really aware of what was happening. And really, this heightened intuition really showed up so vividly after the death of my mother. And my mother was a beautiful source. She was a source of unconditional love and acceptance for me. And when that was gone, I stood up and looked around, literally, and saw that my marriage was a relationship that was really based in old stuff, old stories, old hurts and disappointments, and totally without a solid base of love. And throughout my life until then, I convinced myself that I did not deserve prosperity, success, or a fulfilling relationship of any kind with myself or anyone else. And most of this I was not conscious of at the time, and it wasn't until I started seeing opportunity in my life that I had and was beginning to have experiences of flow and in success and prosperity. And no, at the time I did not make $1 million at that point or end up on a magazine cover yet. But the successes were really big compared to what I had experienced. And these breakthroughs felt like freedom to me and ease where there wasn't before. And I feel like they were definitely a direct result of how I was choosing to take care of myself. The practice of sacred self-care, as I call it, and the teachings that I received, both formally through yoga trainings and other spiritual trainings, as well as informal trainings like my life, the things that I had been experiencing. Not until then did I really start to stack up and see and build evidence that I could feel, that I could really see, that told me and that convinced me, and without a doubt, that I was totally capable of expanding, totally capable of taking care of myself, and also that I was not nuts, or at least not nuts in a negative way. Also, I felt this knowing was definitely a place where I was meant to share with other women who were on a similar path through transition, coming out from that weight, whether it's physical, mental, both, all kinds of shrouds and things we put over ourselves to keep ourselves asleep. So that's really how I see prosperity, how that helped me, how that relates to my story.
Yes, and it's interesting because you talk about weight, and I've seen a picture of you, so I know you're not heavy now. Mm-hmm. But how that, it's just that words of, weigh you down. I mean, mm-hmm. it really reflects who you are and your lack of self-esteem and how it can hold you in a place that doesn't allow you to move forward.
Right, absolutely. And so with these practices of self-care really address all of it, not just mentally, through helping you through blocks, but really trying to cultivate an inner landscape, an outer landscape with your body, just really starting with a clear canvas, both nutritionally, through your physical body. The cleaner you are, the cleaner you eat and drink, and that's just the start. So when you start feeling clear and clean there, it just expands from there. Just the expansion of having clear thoughts and having a clear idea of what's going on around you, who you're spending time with, all of those have to do with energy. The energy that you're able to collect and conserve, and that's prana energy. And so that's the basis of my business, is how to help women how to collect prana through their environment.
And prana, the term prana, you mean energy.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, it's similar to Chinese medicine. They refer to qi. Most people are more familiar with that. So prana is a Sanskrit word, and it means vital life energy. And it's a sustaining force that's all around us and in every living thing, in the environment and in objects. And so this energy, when in balance, it flows effortlessly inward and upward in our body to support our mental and physical and emotional health. And we collect it, I had started to say, through high-quality, clean water, food, air, safe, comfortable, clean, natural environments, healthy relationships with others, practice of self-acceptance and forgiveness, exercise that we enjoy, meditation. Really having a divine source that we look to and that we give gratitude towards, and that practice. So that's mainly what I mean when I say prana, and the balance of all those things have a direct link to your state of health and your state of happiness. And so when we consider the opposite, it's when we have short, choppy, anxious breathing that we do unconsciously throughout the day. We drink and eat things of low nutritional value, and associate and stay in unhealthy relationships. And that's just to name a few. I think you get the idea that all those really cultivate an unconscious state, and our prana isn't very low and not flowing in but spilling out and leaking. And then this brings us to a low state chronically, and this is where disease and discomfort and discontent can arise. And so as we recognize we may recognize ourselves in what I'm saying in some of the practices that we do in this scenario that I just painted. And so it's not an opportunity to judge ourselves, but definitely an opportunity to be aware, you know, without judgment, and a chance to accept where we are and where others are, and then start that forgiveness and that blessing.
Yeah, and it starts again. It's that work within. But you know, in talking about that leaking your energy, that I think is a really key thing too, is to be aware of when you're leaking your energy out, and it's not. A lot of times we do that; it doesn't serve us anymore. You know, it drains us of our energy. And that prana energy that we want to give, but we don't want to leak. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're going to come back and talk more with Harsimrit Kaur Khalsa, and we'll share more on this prana energy.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today I'm talking with Harsimrit Kaur Khalsa. Harsimrit, can you please give your contact information for our audience?
Sure, I'd love to. My website is www.yourprana.com. That's www.yourprana.com. And when you get to the site, you can sign up to be in the community, and with that, you will receive a an audio pack that is entitled Meditation 101. And there I will help break down demystify meditation and actually give you some meditations to practice on your own. So there's four audios that you'll receive. So please, I'd love for you to try them.
Oh, great. So again, that's at yourprana.com. So we've been talking about this journey that you've been on and helping people to we're talking about finding this balance in your life. And so tell us a little bit more about how you work with people who are experiencing blocks in their life regarding health, relationship, and prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, to begin with, as I said, we're collecting prana. So one of the fastest ways to do that is to change the way we eat, to change the way we drink. And so many times people will call it a cleanse. We call it a cleanse to start with, but it's absolutely not a cleanse in the way that, you know, it's a liquid cleanse or something. It's basically cleaning all the parts, all our environment, our inner and outer environment, of toxins that we don't need. And part of it is food. And so before that even happens, before any of it happens, there needs to be some groundwork and commitment. People having commitment to themselves is the start. We must be committed to change and committed to expand and grow. And so it requires a certain amount of courage and letting go of control when you get to this point. And that's where I find many clients that come to me, they're ready. You know, and many times in transition, that activation that it puts us in and motivation that puts us in makes us really ready. It's like, I am so ready. Just tell me what I need to do. And knowing that it's all about abundance and around the food, and it's just changing toxic parts of that, and then and water too, and also breathing. Pranayama is the science of controlling the breath, and in that practice, we use the rhythm and the depth of breath to affect and manage different states of health and consciousness, as well as emotion, and all of this happens on a physiological level and an emotional level. I'm a nurse, as Chris said before, and so for me, I always needed more than just the ethereal, more than just the stuff that's out there. I definitely needed some science to everything that I do to help feed my other part of my brain. And so on a physiological level, breathing techniques can actually cleanse your blood and help regulate pH in your blood and work to affect positive change in your nervous system and balancing your glandular system. So I feel that physiological basis is the start. And then from there, then we can really help create more, you know, clearing of these blocks. And these blocks come in the habits of patterns that we've established, mental habits, mental, you know, garbage, as I call it, you know, fears and emotions and insecurities and guilts. And this really has a play on our unconscious and really will drive our behaviors. And so that's where meditation comes in. And meditation is also another tool that I help use to help women get through what's happening and, you know, just expand, not just get through, but thrive and expand. And meditation has endless benefits, developing your intuition, which many people that come to me are really at that point where they have it somewhat developed, or they know that they have an intuition and are just starting to believe the evidence of that or seeing the results of that. And so, you know, we all hear that meditation can really promote a sense of well-being, inner peace, and that's absolutely true. And also a stability and a calm, and really a release of reactions and unconscious habits. So those are some of the ways that I work, and I work in groups as well as individually.
Yeah, and I think one of the key things you said is like when they're ready. Sometimes. Yeah. You think you're ready, but you're not quite ready yet, because you have to make that commitment to do this work.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're talking about releasing unhealthy patterns and the old stories, because you have to do that to bring in the new. you've got to be ready to do that. You've got to be ready okay. to, and you mentioned the word, like, you know, you're letting go of control, because it's control hangs on to those things.
Right, right.
And some people are scared to let them go because that's the familiar. So what are they moving into? And it's kind of like, you know, you're jumping off a big cliff of the unknown.
Yes, exactly. Yes, so there has to be, I've found a certain amount of that has to happen before even coming to this. And because without it, I've found it just doesn't, it's not, it doesn't work. You know, they'll get a little bit here and there, but really for it to all flow, it's really the commitment and a requirement, really, it requires a willingness to be vulnerable and an openness to what's next. You know, and then with that groundwork, there's, you know, nowhere to go but up. And asking for help is really, really, really key. And, you know, for women, we are, as I've learned from my spiritual teacher, we are 16 times more powerful than men and more sensitive, you know, and the power of us together, because really we're here to work together. We're not here to do these things alone. And I've seen it myself and I've felt it myself when I have done that. I feel a bitterness or like a martyrdom that's really sets us up for hurt and, you know, and a stagnation. And so really reaching out, just by reaching out and asking for help and support, it's going to be yours, you know. And that is really key, really key. So that's another place where people are when they come and when they're really ready, is they're ready to reach out, you know, ready to have someone help.
Yes, yeah, you do have to ask. Now, I'm curious, because you said women have 16 times more, are more powerful than men. So what is that right. based on?
Well, Yogi Bhajan is our spiritual teacher, and he was the master of Kundalini Yoga. And through his sight, he knew that was so. And as a result, he had so many teachings for women. In fact, somebody said, you know, we could stack all the teachings that he gave for women to the roof, you know, to the roof. And for men, it was smaller, you know, and because we are the creators, women are creators. And so that's what it was based on the knowledge that we are creating life, you know, and we have that potential. And that's what it's based on.
Well, it's interesting because I think a lot of women, they don't, you know, we're in this society and culture that doesn't honor women and the power that women have. And so a lot of women do not feel very powerful. So,
right.
you know, it just shows, you know, the need for this work is so strong because the world needs women, as Dalai Lama said, it'll be the Western woman who, you know, transforms the earth and our planet. Mm-hmm. And so women have to understand that power within themselves to do that. And to, you know, to do this inner work, to let go of these, because it's an unhealthy pattern for us to buy the fact that we're not powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and so, but let's move on too. I want to talk about, because your whole thing and your workshop at the conference is on divine prosperity mm-hmm. and developing that consciousness. So tell us about that.
Right. Well, it starts really as I see prosperity as a state of harmony. A state of harmony between body, mind, and spirit, despite what our outer circumstances look like, whether we're rich or poor. You know, when we live in a cozy, comfortable manner, trusting the universe to care for our needs, then we are truly wealthy. And so that's kind of the basis for prosperity consciousness. And I can hear in the background, well, so what does that mean? You know, what does that mean about money? What is that? And so just to bring it closer, is I also see it as a pure potential, you know, like Kundalini. Kundalini is the pure potential that lies in our spine, and it's the potential that lies within all of us, and we just need to access it and activate it. And that's where the presentation that I'll give at the Women of Wisdom Conference comes into play, is activating that. Because many of us are aware and know the prosperity consciousness conversation, and so with that, I'll take it a step further, because prosperity consciousness is really a characteristics that we possess, a way that we live. And in that, it's the way that we speak. And that is one of the most powerful things, is how we speak. I was I was taught also in these teachings that I've been with is the way we speak. It's always very important. Instead of saying, well, I can't afford that, when you're looking at something or thinking about it, just changing the language, and it really changes your perspective, changes the energy right away. So instead, we could say something like, it's not in my budget right now, and smile, you know, because that has expansion, that has mm-hmm. hope to it. And
right.
so, and then in our actions as well. And so, and the characteristics that a prosperous person can possess are many. And one is prosperous people exhibit self-esteem and self-worth. And it takes some work to get there, but yes, it is possible. It's absolutely possible. And prosperous people are also empowered, and they're empowering. So it's the giving, and also being open-hearted, which these physical practices bring about, as well as being open-handed. You know, giving. You know, that constant giving, but actually knowing your limits as well. Because as women, we tend to overgive. So there's a spot where we need to be conscious. You know, that
yeah.
we're not overgiving.
So you're going to be giving, we're going to be getting a lot of these tools at the workshop. Harsmert's mm-hmm. giving that at Woman of Wisdom on Saturday, February 16th. And check that out on our website as soon as it's live, sometime this weekend or by Monday, at www.womenofwisdom.org. And again, her website is yourprana.com. Well, thank you, Harsmert, for being here today. We're going to take our break now. We're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and we'll be talking with Mary Lane about our relationship with food.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Women of Wisdom, Women of Wisdom, Women of Wisdom, rise and shine, Sister of Light, Spirit of Woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I am talking now to Mary Lane. And Mary's been a professional chef for 30 years, and through that experience, she deepened her understanding of the connection between food and nourishment, the wisdom of nature, sexuality, and the divine feminine. And she offers classes, workshops, and private consultations on eating, cooking, and living seasonally to align with the rhythm and flow of our environment, and provides intimate, nourishing, seasonal nature retreats for women. She's going to give a workshop at Woman of Wisdom on Monday, February 18th, called Healing Our Relationship with Food. So welcome, Mary, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. I'm grateful to be here.
Yes, well, we're so glad you're coming to Seattle to give your workshop. And I just really like your approach to food and all. But tell us a little bit about your experience as a chef. What, you know, how did your personal transformation come about and your thinking about food and this becoming your calling of really making it, you know, not just about food?
Well, when I started to cook and, you know, what started out to be just loving to cook, I had no idea the depth of the journey I would be embarking on. And I actually had no idea that it was a vehicle to heal my own issues around food, which started at birth when I had a birth defect and when I was born and ended up in a body cast from my neck to my ankles for about a month at 4 months old. So I wasn't nourished. And I realized, of course, naturally, so I became a chef and started nourishing everybody else. And it ended up being a very powerful, potent vehicle that embarked upon a deep spiritual journey that ended up weaving throughout all those aspects that you mentioned, the divine feminine, the earth, our bodies, our ability to receive, our sense of worthiness, all of it.
Yeah, so what you're talking about, you know, it has to do with our relationship with food. And, you know, there's one thing, just because we think of sometimes just we get in that, it's a habit, you know, eating. You know, we have to eat to survive. You know, we have our meals, you know, 3 meals a day or whatever or however we eat. And yet you're talking about something different. It's like it's about the relationship with food and how that affects us. So talk to us about that.
Well, the relationship with food, like as I said, weaved in and out of our relationship with our own bodies, with our sexuality, with our relationship with the earth, and our sense of worthiness to receive the nourishment of life altogether. And it's also connected with, there is an interconnectedness in this physical world that is woven together by the fabric of the food chain, actually. So when we heal our relationship with food, we actually are healing our relationship with our sense of worthiness and our relationship with the world around us. So you can't separate it out. So it's not about just nourishing the body. It's about nourishing the soul. It's about our interconnectedness and feeling connected right here in our physical world on our, you know, on our journey as a human being. You can't separate that out. So the relationship is very, very important. A lot of people think it's enough to just feed yourself with high integrity food. But if you don't deepen that where it is a connection to the wisdom of the earth herself, then we are still feeling disconnected. And that also connects in with, you know, healing that receptive feminine nature. And so when we cut off from that, we cut off from our ability to actually receive nourishment. And food is just one aspect of nourishment.
Yeah, so interesting. I mean, we're talking about food now just before Thanksgiving, which we all tend to, you know, it's a big feast day. But that whole thing of how it relates to the world and also, I mean, it's also a hot topic now because I want you to tell us why you think food is, because there's so much going on about sustainability and the GMO food and you know, it's a big topic. And also seems to be timed with, we're also going through this collective transformation time. And it's, you know, and it's a very intense time for people. That's everybody I'm around with, you know, just everything feels real intense in people's lives right now. And so somehow this all relates.
Well, it's all connected. You know, we're transforming on every level. And you know, the Hawaiians have a word called pono, which means it means righteousness. It means to make things right as it's meant to be. So our relationship with food and, you know, like everything that is woven into the fabric of our world and what supports us to have this sacred journey has to be set right. So our relationship with the food, the plants, the animals, our earth, our bodies, like I said, the feminine receptive principle, has all been dishonored. And so we are in the process, as we transform, we have to transform it down to the very core and foundation of our existence, of our being. So you can't leave food out. So, you know, on a very simple level, of course, is the sustainability. We want to, you know, quit using up the Earth's resources of shipping foods all over the world. You know, we want to fight against the GMOs. We want to fight against the horrible conditions of the, you know, food animal factories. We want to honor the Earth more. But there is even something that's even deeper, something that's even beneath that, that is connects us deeply with this the wisdom of the earth, which is self-similar to a very authentic, deep wisdom within ourselves, which then, you know, when we can connect with that, we feel completely connected, basically. So the sustainability is like it's a doorway into something much deeper that we're dropping into.
And it seems like, as we're talking, I keep thinking how, you know, I grew up in my family, Lutheran, and we had our prayers before meals, you know, our, some people call it, you know, blessing the food, or that, you know, there's a meal prayer. And I wonder how much that is lost now. I mean, we just sort of could sit down and eat these days because I mean, it reflects we're all so busy. And there's something about, I mean, I know that's a religious thing of, you know, prayer and all that, but it's also a thing. There's something about it of blessing the food and the connection, because the food is giving us this nourishment and it's thanking the earth. And so I think it ties into things you're saying.
Absolutely, because it's a posture of receptivity. It's a posture, you know, gratitude is a posture of receptivity. And as I said earlier, when we disconnect it from the receptive principle of the feminine, we disconnect it with our ability to really receive. And when we can't receive, we can't feel anything. So we can't feel the gratitude. So even that small little ritual in that moment supports us to take on a posture of receptivity, of gratitude. And so that's one reason why I feel like it's so important. If we can't receive, we can't feel grateful. And if we can't feel grateful, we can't honor anything around us. That's, you know, that posture supports us to honor the world around us.
Yeah, it's so important. Well, you mentioned also the eating locally, and I know that's a big topic these days too. There's a lot of talk about that in our region, you know, in Seattle, and we have food markets in the different parts of the city where local farmers come and bring their produce, and also that relates to the season. We have so much shipped to us from all over the world. We're almost spoiled, so you can get fruits and vegetables all year round that you wouldn't normally get in your local region. And so there's some impact of that plays into the whole thing of sustainability on the earth too, that, you know, might come a day where we have to go back to being seasonal in our local region of food. Well, this is Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to return after a moment and continue our conversation with Mary Lane.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking to Mary Lane about our relationship with food. So, Mary, can you give your contact information, how people can find out about you and your work?
I have a website called DivineNourishment.net, and it has information about the book I have out, Divine Nourishment, A Woman's Sacred Journey with Food, that supports. And it's a great reference book to support women to heal their relationship with food and the feminine and to live and eat by the earth's wisdom. And I have virtual courses on my website, so that also supports the learning of how to tap into this rhythm and flow of the Earth's wisdom in how we nourish ourselves and heal our relationship. So divinenourishment.net is my website, and my email address is mary@divinenourishment.net.
Great. So, yeah, I'd encourage people to check out Mary's book. I think it'd probably be. I know I've seen it, and it's a great book on this topic. So we were talking about eating locally and being being an important facet of this work of our relationship with food. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the earth has a rhythm, an energetic rhythm and flow throughout the seasons, and there's variations on it depending on the environment you're in. It's different in Seattle than it is in Hawaii or in the Yukon, but it's basically the same flow, and seasons have an energetic quality. When you line up those seasons, believe it or not, there is a map for transformation that the earth is, and the wisdom of the earth is following for her own transformation of life, death, rebirth, over and over and over again in the cycle, yearly cycle. When we eat food that is grown locally where we're living, it's energetically connected to this rhythm. And so we literally start embodying this wisdom. And we align with this wisdom, and we align with the energy. So not only does it nourish us optimally and help us to stay balanced, aligned with the energy of where we're living and the season that we're in, but it also supports us to ride this wave of transformation. The ancient Taoists were masterful at witnessing nature and articulating this language of this wisdom. And so it's supports us on the physical, emotional, and spiritual level. You can't separate that out. So that's another reason to eat locally, is that it just really, really supports you to ride this wave. So it's not just nourishing you on the physical level. It's supporting you to transform in a natural way and evolve over and over and over again, carried by the rhythm of the natural world around you.
Well, that's interesting.
Excuse me, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's interesting because, there's just so much we just take for granted, and not really understand or comprehend the impact of where we live and the food and all that.
I don't think many people really look at it at that level, that they're actually being carried and supported. And also, if we wanted to really take it to another level, is that our bodies are made up of the earth, and the earth has a consciousness and a wisdom, along with the food that has a consciousness and a wisdom that's aligned with it. When we literally feed the cells of our body, what we're doing is awakening the self-similar wisdom of our own bodies. And that frees us from having to look outside of ourselves to eat by the latest diet trends and on and on and on. It's like that is when we can really follow the wisdom of our own body and embody the wisdom of the earth. It can't be just a concept, and our transformation can't be just a concept. It has to be embodied, and this supports you to do that.
And so what do you suggest for people to do and say they're brand new at this, of exploring, what their region has, where to go, what to look for?
Well, it's becoming easier and easier. I mean, there's farmers markets, cropping up everywhere, and it's becoming, quite a huge movement. A lot of the health food stores or natural food stores are, you know, all have signs what is being offered that is grown locally or where it comes from. When I lived in North Carolina in the winter, what I, you know, I couldn't get some of the stuff locally in the dead of winter, but instead of buying things from California, I would buy some things from Florida. At least it was closer. And then when the farmers were, you know, offering the foods, it was either, you know, from the farmers markets, the CSAs, the, you know, the natural food stores, even the wild. You know, I gathered food in the wild, you know, and make my own medicine. So, you know, if you're just starting out, it's real. There's seasonal cookbooks out now. You know, but basically, if you just tap into what are the farmers offering in your region right now and start shopping more at farmers markets and then find out, you know, how to cook these foods. What I always say is the farmers are only part of it. The chefs are the other part. As people start really coming back into the kitchen and learning that this is a sacred meditation and sacred part of my life, and it's not at the bottom of the priority list anymore. As they start shopping at the farmers markets, there's many chefs now that are offering recipes and ways to cook this and how to cook this food. And so there's a huge amount of resources out there right now, and it's just growing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and I have some friends who just started an organic farm, and they just go to the end of the road and sell it to the people that drive by their street. They haven't even had to go to the market yet. There's such a calling for it now. And I think too, what you're talking about is when in the cooking yourself is to know you can tell when something's been made with love. And you feel that, you know, and if you tune in, you can feel that. And I love cooking, and I, you know, I'm putting that energy into my food, and that's really important. Well, thank you, Mary, for talking with us today. It was great to talk to you.
Oh, you too, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share, Chris. I so appreciate it.
Well, we're looking forward to have you at Woman of Wisdom, and check out Mary's website, www.divinenourishment.net, and she'll be giving her workshop, Healing Our Relationship with Food, on Monday, February 18th in Seattle, and that's at our Woman of Wisdom Conference. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. We've been talking about living consciously and nourishing ourselves, whether by our food or our breath. Being aware of healthy living, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically, will contribute to transforming our world in addition to living a more satisfying life. This is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization, also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And I would love for you to check out the book and take a look at it at www.womenofwisdom.org. You can purchase it there. It helps Women of Wisdom. You can also sign up for our newsletter. You'll get announcements about our special offerings. Right now, for our conference, we have a special for Starhawk's workshop. If you register by November 30th, you'll get her evening presentation for free. And she's doing a workshop on visionary earth healing. And so I encourage you to go to womanofwisdom.org and check that out. Just go to the Conference 2013 page. Check out a new website that's coming out any moment, any day. Within a few days, that'll be up. A beautiful new website. And our last deadline for the temple, Become a Reader or Healer, is November 21st. So look for that on our website to get the application form and get that into us. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad to have shared the hour with you. Everybody have a great weekend and a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.